few years ago when we were living in McLean, we were laying in bed one night and my wife rolled over and she said, "There's something in the attic." And I said, "Do what?" She said, listen, "There's something in the attic." I didn't hear anything in the attic. And for nights, Brenda would say to me, "There's something in the attic." And I didn't hear anything. And to humor her, I would get up out of bed and say, "Honey, I'll go look." And frankly, I was scared to death because I was afraid maybe there really was something in the attic, you know. But I'd climb up those steps and I'd shine a little flashlight around and I didn't see anything. And I'd come back down and I'd say with confidence, "Nothing in the attic." Then one night we were laying in bed and I heard it. Brip, brip, brip. And I rolled over and said to Brenda, "There's something in the attic." And I'd go up there and I couldn't find it. I'd go up and look around whenever I'd hear the noise, but I realized it's because I was making too much noise when I went up. And so the next time I heard it, I very quietly lowered the steps down and I climbed up real slow. And when I looked up and peeked into the attic, about 6 feet in front of me is this squirrel sitting there looking right back at me. Well, I would go up there. I did everything I could to catch that squirrel. I put traps up there. I put rat traps up there. And I put little peanuts on the rat traps. And you know what that squirrel would do? That squirrel would knock the peanut off the rat trap. The rat trap would spring, miss the squirrel, and then he'd sit there and crack open the peanut and eat the peanut. And I couldn't catch him. Finally, I got up there one time with a broom and chased him all around the attic. And finally, he went out a hole. And I saw where the hole was, and I went out and checked it out. And you know what he had done? He'd gotten behind the gutter and chewed a hole right through the wood in the flashing there and chewed a hole through it, and that's how he was getting in. But I knew he was out now. And it was the fall of the year, and I thought, great, I got him out. I took some metal flashing. I molded it all around that hole. I nailed it in, and I thought, thank you, Lord, I got him. Well, the next spring, I was out washing the car in the front yard, and I heard something running through the gutter. You know, I heard it running through the gutter, and I looked up just in time to see something. I wasn't sure what it was, ducking into my roof, right where the hole that I patched up used to be. And I got the ladder out, and I put the ladder up there, and I climbed up. And do you know something had chewed a hole through the metal flashing? And it was another hole right there where that metal flashing was. And I thought, it couldn't be. So I said to Brenda, I said, Brenda, come out here real quick. I said, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to run whatever it is out of the attic. And I want you to tell me, is it a bird? Is it that squirrel? I want to know what it is. So I went over in the neighbor's yard and I made Brenda climb up in the tree in the neighbor's yard. And I pushed her up in the tree so she could see the roof, you know, what was up there. And then I went up in the roof with Brenda in the tree and I started beating the broom around and making lots of noise. And I could hear her from the outside yelling, "Is that squirrel? It's that stupid squirrel again." I lost it, folks, right? I tell you, it's like a spring sprung. And I thought, I am not going through this with this squirrel all summer. So I ran down in my basement and I got my shotgun. I had a 12-gauge shotgun. And I put 3 shells in it. It's a pump shotgun. I ran out in the front yard. Brenda's still in the tree. And I said, "Where is the squirrel? Where is he? Where is he?" And she said, "What are you going to do? What do you got that gun for?" And I said, "Where is he?" And she said, "Well, he's right up there in that tree." And so I went, boom, and I shot him right out the tree. And he hit the ground, and he started running, and I pumped, and boom, and I shot him again. And I got that squirrel. Well, then I realized, what have I done? A shotgun, and I'm standing in the middle of McLean, Virginia. We have these 2 old ladies that live across the street. And they came running out the house onto the front porch. And they're looking up for an airplane, you know, a sonic boom. And then I realized, oh my goodness, if they call the police, I mean, that's a crime to shoot a shotgun in the middle of McLean. And so I went running behind the back of my house. I dived on my tummy so they couldn't see me behind the back of my house. And I laid there on the ground until Brenda came and told me they'd gone back in the house. And I'm a little embarrassed about all that. I don't normally do stuff like that.